Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are kind of heading into the calm before the storm of the NFL preseason here. We just finished up mini camps around the country, and now we wait a few more weeks, and training camp will get started at the end of July. I think one of the teams that has real high hopes this year, coming off of a season that I think surprised some folks last year, especially the improvements they made defensively, is the New York Giants. And Art Stapleton covers the New York Giants and the NFL for The Record and for NorthJersey.com, and he joins me on the program right now to talk a little NFL football with Art Stapleton. Art, welcome in to CBS Sports Radio. How are you tonight, bud?
I'm doing well, Sean, and happy Father's Day to your audience and to you as well. And it's been a fun day, a crazy weather day, but you're kind of getting to the lull period, at least you hope for the NFL. You don't want that call at 2 o'clock in the morning if you're any team in the league about what's happened to your player, doing things that maybe that player should not be doing. But nobody wants those headlines, and we know better than anyone that as far as these social media circles, it's a wrong look in a restaurant or something, and you make news on social media. So
yeah,
a weird time for the NFL.
It is. It is. You know, it feels like it's been a little slow this offseason, crime-wise, compared to other ones, and I think that's obviously a good thing, but it's been a little slow on the police blotter, but it has not been short of headlines up in the North Jersey tri-state area up there with the New York Giants and certainly with Odell Beckham Jr. skipping OTAs but showing up at mandatory minicamp. I guess maybe a two-part question about Odell Beckham Jr. Art is where is Giants Nation at large kind of with the whole Odell Beckham thing? We know he's a delightful player; he's tremendous on the field. There's still a little bit of the baggage he brings off the field. And what do you think happens with him contractually? Anything happen with him contractually this offseason?
You know, I think, we can spend the next 20 minutes talking about Odell. He's kind of that polarizing figure in the NFL. I mean, look. I think, John Mara said it best at a fan town hall 2 weeks ago. You know, he wants Odell Beckham Jr. to be here for life. I mean, he's got 1 year left on the contract and then next year's fifth-year option. I do believe that there will be a long-term extension done with Beckham at some point. It may not come negotiating-wise until the season comes around. But I think both Beckham and the Giants, it's in their best interest to kind of not make this an issue. I don't believe that it was contract related as far as why he was not at OTAs. You know, I think Michael Bennett from the Seahawks, obviously Martellus's brother, now it's kind of become Michael and Martellus, put out something great. I don't know if you had a chance to read it as to why he doesn't believe in attending voluntary OTAs. And he just said, I have no time, essentially, and I'm just paraphrasing, I have no time during the season, or at least the time that I want to dedicate to my family. And for me, it's family time. It's voluntary. I'll have myself in shape and ready to go when things are mandatory. You know, it's interesting because Odell, like I said, is such a polarizing figure. Everyone goes back to the punching of the wall in Lambeau and the two drop passes that could have been touchdowns in a game that, the Giants were disappointed with the way it ended. It really started out really well, and then just kind of they laid an egg in the fourth quarter and the way things happened in the playoffs. But with Odell, if he had come out and given reasons to say why he wasn't in the building, that he wanted to spend time with family and he wanted to, it wasn't just about wanting to train on his own, I think people may have looked at it differently. You know, his teammate Olivier Vernon, when he came back, he missed the entire OTA period that Odell did. And when he came back and was questioned by the media, Olivier's reason was, I've never done OTAs. When I was in Miami, I didn't do them, and I just don't believe it. I think I can put myself in a better position by training on my own. And everyone in the media was just kind of like, oh, okay, good reasoning, OV. Let's move on to the next topic. So Odell is that lightning rod. I think I answered part of your question, but as far as where Odell is now, I do believe that come this season, Odell is a major factor in this team. He knows it. This team knows it. And his teammates love the guy. I mean, his teammates respect the heck out of him. They know when he's on the field. Just one other point on this whole Wayne Gallman, their rookie running back from Clemson, I talked to him earlier this week about the first day of minicamp, and he said to me, look, I wanted to make a first impression. I wanted to get out there on the practice field, first day of minicamp, be out there, let my coaches see me, let the veterans see me, and say, you know what, this kid's got it going on. He said, and I went out there early, he said, and Odell Beckham Jr. and Sterling Shepard beat me to it. They were already on the jugs machine, and I kind of just shook my head and go, okay, that's how it is. And that was the first time Gallman was working out with Beckham. So Beckham sets a different tone inside the building than maybe what he may set in the tabloids and then on social media.
Art Stapleton joining me on CBS Sports Radio talking a little Giants football. Art, is part of the reason why they brought in Brandon Marshall to maybe have kind of the elder statesman, been through his own set of things in the NFL, not just to help Odell, but to, I think maybe to help that position group, because we know that position group was under some fire last postseason with some of the things that they were doing during the time off in between games.
The boat trip, the legendary boat trip. Any of those guys, the Victor Cruz, Odell Beckham Jr., Sterling Shepard, and Roger Lewis, the four guys that were on that boat, I think if you can go back in time, it was one of those, you know what, guys, maybe we shouldn't have done it. Right. And then they went out and they played the way they did, so certainly it compounds the issue. Look, I've said from the very beginning, I don't think that the Giants brought Brandon Marshall in here to be a role model or a mentor for Odell Beckham Jr. If that stuff happens organically, and that's a word that Brandon Marshall has used, you know what, then that's great. I mean, but all these guys, sometimes we put too much into that idea of being a mentor for guys. You know, Eli Manning is not going to be a mentor for Davis Webb, the rookie quarterback that the Giants drafted in the third round. And certainly the Giants want Brandon Marshall to come in here and make them be a viable team in the red zone, which they weren't last year. You know, be a red zone target. Be the best red zone target Eli Manning has had, at least size-wise, since Plaxico Burress. That's the kind of thing that why they brought Brandon Marshall here. It will be very interesting. Marshall has said all the right things for all the things you hear about Marshall in the past that has created issues in the locker room with his previous teams. He said all the right things so far with the Giants. As long as they continue on this road where they're feeling good and they're optimistic and they perform, I think they'll be fine. But there's certainly an element here where you have to wonder, if things don't go as well as they want, how do Marshall and Beckham coexist in terms of, you know, in an offense that is not performing well? I mean, it looks great on paper, but if they get to a point where they're not performing, there could be issues there, but across the board, not just with those two guys.
Art Stapleton of The Record and NorthJersey.com joining me on CBS Sports Radio, talking some Giants and some NFL. I want to shift gears for a second, Art, just because there's a news item that just came down in the last couple of minutes here that ties back to the New York area, not the Giants, but the Jets. And it's Eric Decker just signed a 1-year deal with the Tennessee Titans. And of course, Eric Decker was part of a mini purge of him and David Harris last week.
Yeah.
We know what cosmetically and ostensibly it looks like the Jets are doing right now is building a roster designed to go get Sam Darnold next year.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah. I guess just your general thoughts on what the Jets are doing right now. And are people who follow the Jets up there okay with this? Because it does map to at least some semblance of a long-term plan, or is it one of those things where it's just kind of embarrassing?
You know what? I think it's mixed. I think with David Harris and Eric Decker, I think the situation was, you know, if this is where you were going down that road and you knew you wanted to have that complete veteran purge, to use your word, why not do this back in February for Decker and for Harris, you know, to give them an opportunity to maximize their opportunity in free agency? Sometimes that works. They released Brandon Marshall, and essentially a week later he signed with the Giants. Nick Mangold is still on the market, but at least he was given that opportunity to kind of spend the offseason and try to search for a new home. To do it the timing that the Jets did it, at the end of OTAs, the beginning of it's very hard to kind of find a team. I mean, I think Decker will fit well in Tennessee. The one thing I'm surprised with the Jets, and I've seen this elsewhere, at least a little bit, is that if they're truly going to give Christian Hackenberg an opportunity this year to say, okay, look, guys, we're not 100% tanking for Sam Darnold. We want to give Hackenberg an opportunity. We want to see how, you know, if he can perform to the level where maybe we can be convinced that he can be our franchise quarterback. Who's he throwing the ball to?
Yeah.
Quincy Enunwa and nobody. I mean, why not keep Eric Decker and give your quarterback another option? Why? How are you truly going to judge Christian Hackenberg when he's throwing, like I said, to Quincy Enunwa and Austin Seferian Jenkins, maybe? And who else? Robbie Anderson? I mean, that's what I didn't like about the Decker move, is that it just seems financially motivated to get a guy out when, you know what, I think Decker would help a young quarterback. And I think that's the kind of thing that we're missing here when we're talking about tanking. How are you truly evaluating the guys you have?
Yeah, that's a great point. And to the point of Decker helping a young quarterback, I think Marcus Mariota is probably pretty happy today. No question about that, getting Eric Decker in his receiving core. Art Stapleton covers the Giants and the NFL beat for The Record. And for NorthJersey.com, you can get him on Twitter at @Art_Stapleton. Hey, Art, I enjoyed that. I appreciate you making time. And a happy Father's Day to you as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sean. Have a good night. And anytime during the season, check back in. Love to talk to you again.
Will do. Yeah, I'll take you up on that, Art. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Art Stapleton joining me on CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.